When are you ma'abed hashana with this tkufa? We said one of the tonight you ma'abed hashana to add adas with tkufa. So we ended up with machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it goes into Sukkos, you need 16 days. If it goes into Tishrei, 16 days, then it's already a problem. Rabbi Yossi says no. If it goes into Tishrei, 21 days. What was the nafkamina? What was the pshat? So the Gemara says Shnei Mikra Echadosh. They learn out of one pasuk. It says Chagah Asif Tkufa Shoshana Ma Sava Kulei Chag Beinam Betkufa Chadasha. You need the whole Sukkos. Now the Sukkos starts Tezvah. We mean you need the whole Chol HaMoed, because Chagah Asif is when you gather, when it's Shayach to gather the fruit, right? And you start Chol HaMoed. Even though Chol HaMoed, you also know how to work in the field. As Rashi explains, by Dover Avos, you're allowed to work in the field. So I need to have that the whole Yontif is in the new Tkufa. And the other man says, no, Mixas Yontif, even if one day of Chol HaMoed is in the new Tkufa, then you're not Ma'abed a year. So that's the Machlokes. Rashi says that only if it's 21 full days. And Rabbi Yehuda says already 16 days, that means you have one day that went into the new Tkufa. Rabbi Yehuda says that's already a problem. That's when you Ma'abed a year. Now there's a long Rashi here. We're not going to do speak it out, Pasha. Rashi is bothered that if it's one day off, so Rashi says, why don't you just add to the L one day? Why don't you just add to L one day? Be ma'abed the L, and then you won't be ma'abed the whole year.
You could do that?
That's Rashi's bothered.
You ever see that you could do such a thing?
We just never have it. We have all our calendars worked out, but he's saying.
No, but I'm saying you're missing one day. But you add a day based on. Based on the moon. The Adas of the Kiddush.
The moon. No. We've seen already. We'll see more, much more about that.
You fool the Adam.
You fool the Adam. You get the Adam somewhere, and then. Yeah, we could really play around with that.
Find some gullible guys.
No, right? It's like, well, you find guys. No, but whoever came.
We're not the power of Rosh Hashanah, though.
Oh, very good. So Adu Rosh, that's what Rashi explains. That Rosh Hashanah, it's not really Rosh Hashanah, but it's really Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur can't fall out not on a Friday and not on a Sunday. Why? Because we can't have. Yeah, 1 second. Because Yom Kippur can't fall out not on a Friday, not a Sunday. We can't have that. Why? We don't have 2 days of us and everything. I mean, if Yontif falls out on a Sunday or Friday, we have no problem. Because you're allowed to cook on Yontif. But you're allowed to do things on Yontif. But Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. So we can't have like 2 days of Shabbos next to each other. And also, like he's saying, also we can't have, that's only 2 days. The third day is that you can't have a Shana Rabbah falling out on Shabbos. So you make a cheshbon, so lo yadu reish. So Shoshana can't fall out, not on Sunday. Aleph on Wednesday or Friday? Okay, fine.
First day Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Second day. So Zok the Gemara. Because the first day Rosh Hashanah falls on Friday. Zok the Gemara. So that's what the Machlokes is. So that's where we have Machlokes of Yehuda and of Yaisi. If when are you Ma'abed the year for the Tkufa? We said you're Ma'abed the year because the Tkufa falls out too far in. How far in is the Tkufa's Tishrei starting? Is it starting by the 16th day of Tishrei, or it's starting the 21st day of Tishrei? So Tamar, Ma'ikasavi, what do they hold? Ikasavi yom Tkufa goymer b'lav achi namilah. If you hold that the new Tkufa starts, the old Tkufa ends by that day, that means the new Tkufa doesn't start till the next day. If the new Tkufa doesn't start till the next day, so I'm missing. Because I don't have 16 days. It means even though it started within the 16th day, but the new Tkufa starts the next day. So I'm missing the whole Yontif. Again, if Yehuda says, I need the whole Yontif to be part of the new Tkufa. But if the new Tkufa starts the day after the old, so then I'm missing one day, part of Yontif. And if and like Rabbi Yossi, that I need one day at least in Yontif, one day of Chol HaMoed to be part of the new Tkufa. So if the new Tkufa starts the next day, if the old Tkufa ends.
When you say next day, what do you mean?
The day after.
Because Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so if let's say it's a middle, let's say it's a midpoint in the day that it starts, so Mitzvah Yom Kippur, why can't you say that?
So? No, I need the whole day. I need. So we were saying over here, I need
the
whole
Yom Kippur. The next year?
No. Pasha's the next day totally. This is a whole machlokes on that exactly, but Pasha's the next day totally. So therefore, so when I said that 16 day is the end of the tkufa, is even the beginning, but I need, it only starts from the next day. So that's day 17. And if it's 21, so it starts the next day, day 22. And then I don't have any yantif or any day of, or if I need the whole yantif, I'm missing one day. And if I need, basically, I need at least one day, I'm missing that day also.
What
does it mean
the whole day?
That the day of the new tkufa ends the old tkufa. I don't have not lay the mandam a kule chag and not lay the mandam a mixes chag. Because I'm missing, if the day that we were discussing is part of the old, then I don't have not let the beauty of the whole yantar, not like a kabyasi, at least one day of the yantar. It's a big machlekes, and they hold that the first day of the tkufa starts the new tkufa. It's not part of the old, it's part of the new tkufa, and therefore, like Rabbi Yehuda, I have the whole chalamayd part of the new tkufa, of the new tkufa's tishrei, and like Rabbi Yossi, I have at least the 21st day part of the new tkufa.
So let the Gemara bring down that the there's another machlekes. If you hold the Yom Tkufa, the Yom Tkufa is not Maschal, so then I'll need an extra day.
Gemara just brought Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Bi'aisi. Gemara wants to know who it stems like. Gemara says it's only
Gemara started off asking, what's Rav Chodesh?
We didn't get to that. We finish off with the last day is the day 16 Bekitza is part of the old tkufa. Yom tkufa masra. Abayasi says no. The new day is part of the new tkufa. Is part of the new day. Is the day 21 is part of the new tkufa. So that's one shot. Why? Because it comes out like Rabbi Yehuda. You do not have the whole chag. Rabbi Yehuda holds that yom tkufa gaima. So it comes out that day 16 is part of the old tkufa. So I don't have the whole chag included into the new tkufa. V'aytanya, that's one kasha. V'aytanya, what's that in the braisa? Eim ha'aben es ha'shana, when I'm ha'aben ha'shana, elem kein, hoysa tkufa chaseir rubay shal chaydash. If the tkufa is missing, rovei the chaydash. V'kam rubay shal chaydash, shisha asa yayin. How much is rubay shal chaydash? 16 days. That's the Tanakam. What does it mean 16 days?
When are we ever missing 16 days of the Chaydash?
What?
When are we ever missing 16 days of the Chaydash?
No, if the new Tkufa goes into 16 days. What do you mean when are we ever?
Oh, okay.
We're talking about when the new Tkufa is.
Right.
So we're saying, if Sinachama. Eima Amines Hashana Elam Ken Hayes Tkufa Chaseya Yubish Chaydash. If the new Tkufa was missing Raiv of the Chaydash, Kam Yubish Chaydash, Shisha Asayan. If Raiv of the Chaydash is missing, then we're ma'ab. Have you done it? Shtei yadis b'chaydash. If it's missing 2/3 of the chaydash, which is 20 days. V'kama shtei yadis b'chaydash? Chaf yad. Have you done it? Mechashvin shish asa lefnei Pesach. We start cheshvining 16 days from Pesach. Then ma'abim. Shish asa lefnei achag ein ma'abim. If it's 16 days that from Sukkot, then you're not ma'abim. Why? Because 16 days from Pesach is going to come out, we'll see Rashi, it's going to come out Yom Chaf Aleph of Sukkot. From, if you count all the Tkufis, we'll see Rashi the Cheshbon, then you'll end up at Yom Chaf Aleph in Tishrei. So, Zok the Gemara, that's another mandat. Reb Shimon Oymet, Av Shisha Oslef Ne'achag Ma'abim. Shimon says, no, even if the 16th day falls out on Sukkot, you are Ma'abim. Achayim Oymet, others say, Mi'utah. If part of it, how much is part of it? 14 days. So what's the kash? Now what's going on? We have this machlokes in this braisa that's saying lehedya, not like we learned till now. Why? Because again, the Tanakhama says when he ma'abed the year, if the first mandama said that kufa chaser rubei shachaydish, how much is rubei shachaydish? Shisha asa yad. Fine, that's okay. That's Tanakhama. If Yehuda says shtei yadis b'chaydish. And how much is that? 20 days. Chafia. By us, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shmuel said, 16. So we have a steer, Rabbi Yehuda. Yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yehuda said, B'shem Shmuel, Shisha Asayai. That was a Amayra. Here we have a Brasa telling you that Rabbi Yehuda said that you could go till 20 days in the Yantar. Says, Akhtimah Akasha. So the Shainim, the Adramah is bothered. Why don't we say Tiyuft? It's not just the Kasha. It's Agashla. Lamaisa, this is the truth into that. But Akapanim, here we see Klah, a Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda said that you need 20 days going into, you could do it. You're not Ma'abed the Shana till you have 20 days going into Tishrei. And over here, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shisha Asaya. So that's the Stira.
There's no Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda also?
One second. In the Bible, that's Stira Rabbi Yehuda. Kasha Rabbi Yosi over here said Mechash and Shisha Asof Nei Pesach, and he says you go into how much is Shisha Asof Nei Pesach. So the Gemara doesn't explain. So Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi, like 10 lines from the bottom. Shisha Asof Nei Pesach Ma'avim in Tkufah of Nei Pesach. The Hainu Tkufas Tevis Chaseiro Shisha Asof Mimei Nissen, which means Tkufas Tevis goes into Nissen, and if it went into 16 days into Nissen, the Tkufah. My fellas, b'shiva asa. So went into 16 days of Nisan. Now the new tkufa starts from 17th day of Nisan. Ma'abin es Hashanah. Why? Shekshe atamayinu b'shiva asa b'nisan. Tzadik alaf yem tkufas Nisan. If you're going to start counting 91 days, each tkufa is 91 days. In tkufas Nisan, tzadik alaf yem b'shal tamas. 91 days to tamas. Harim kolim ends b'chaf alaf tishe. When the 21st day of tishe. V'tkufa nefelas b'chaf beis. So the Tkufa falls into Chav Beis. So that's what the new Tkufa falls. I've got the Rabbi Yosi Mi Yom Tkufa Maschil, even though Rabbi Yosi holds that Yom Tkufa Maschil, like we just said earlier. So Mimela. So you started the 22nd day. Lekka Miktis Chag with Tkufa Radash. I don't have any part of the Sukkis in the new Tkufa. Let's just finish. Okay, so tell you, Dalad the Nisan. You have 14 days of Nisan Shu Male. The Iya, the Sivan is Nuntes. The Tamas of is Nuntes, a Kuf Lamed Beis. The El Chavtes, Shul Chas, El is only 29 days, it's missing, it's not a Malek. A Kuf Samach Aleph. The Chav Aleph, the Tisha, a Kuf Pei Beis. You may state Kufis. You have 182, if you count these numbers up, it's 182. Each Kufa is 91. So 91 times 2 is 182. Vishal Tisha, and the Fellas, Bechav Beis. So Tisha falls out now on Chav Beis Tisha. Shemach Ima'abin, therefore, Yim Abed Yeh, Abel Nafla, Tkufas Tisha B'Yom Chafala, but if Tkufas Tisha fell in Yom Chafala, Eim Abed, you're not Ma'abed, why? The Yom Tkufa, Maschel, because he holds, the new day of the Tkufa, starts the new. Viki Yom Echad, Mechal Shemayim, the Tkufa Chadasha. So, therefore, Rabbi Yosi witched him, because over here is talking about, that it's going to fall off, it's going to fall out on the 22nd day of Tishrei, when the 16th day of Nisan, is the new Tkufa. So the new tkufa of Tishrei is going to be the 22nd day, and therefore you ma'abed.
So how could you know that far in advance? We could make an extra
malin
chutzah, or we could make two months of malin, and then you won't need it.
Bishma,
the last minute,
we can't do it. That's a very good question. The Shana Master Kachi, okay, one second. That's a question. What are you saying?
It's still in the middle of the Antifa Chav Beis.
No, it's not. It's a Chalamayr. Has to be Chalamayr. It has to be his man that you could collect.
So it's not
Chalamayr
anymore?
No. Chav Beis is not
Chalamayr.
Chav Beis is...
Shmiyat
Seh? So if so... Zakti Gemara... That's the Pshat in Rabbi Yosi. So the Kash is... Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have till 20 days. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Hamashmul said, "B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Shisha Asayan." So that's the cash. So the Ma'avayt, Amar Ma, Rabbi Yehuda, I mishtei yadis b'chaydish. If it's within 20 days, that means if Tkufas Tishrei went starts 20 days into Tishrei, that's okay. You're not ma'abah. To ask yet. Rabbi Yisrael, in Mechash, when Shisha Asaf Ne'a Pesach, ma'abah. There's a ma'ahani Rabbi Yehuda. It comes at this Rabbi Yehuda. Why is this Rabbi Yehuda? Because what does 20 days mean? 20 days means that I have to have, Rabbi Yehuda holds, I have to have something in Sukkot, part of Sukkot, into the new Tkufa. So, and Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda says only if the 22nd day is going to be the new Tkufa, then I need to be Ma'abah. But if the 21st day is going to be the new Tkufa, I don't need to be Ma'abah. Why? Because I have part of Sukkot in the new Tkufa. So Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that. That means we fell off this Rabbi Yehuda of Shisha Asiyan. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda that says Chafya. So if the new Tkufa starts by Chafya, it's okay. Why? Because I have Mixes Chag in the new Tkufa. Mixes of Sukkot in the new Tkufa. So that's Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says that if the 22nd day is in the new Tkufa, then I am Abba. But if the 21st day is in the new Tkufa, I'm not Abba. Why? Because I have Mixes Chag. Bizmana Asif. So if so, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yaisi, they're both saying the same thing. Because what's the vat of Rabbi Yehuda? What's 20? 20 is that I have to have at least a day of the new Tkufa included in Tisha. Right, Sukkot should be Tkufa's Tisha. So if so,
so that's Rabbi Yaisi. So Yom Tkufa Masel, that's what we're coming out? No?
No, we don't know anything. Rabbi Yehuda said 20. Could be even not Yom Tkufa because you have day 21. Day 21. It's still Chalamad. Zakti Gemara, and Rabbi Yehuda Zakti Gemara, Yom Tkufa Gaim, Yom Tkufa Maschel, the Kebenayim, forget. Rabbi Yehuda that says I need day 20 because he holds the next day, that means Yom Tkufa Gaim, Semela, you don't start counting till day 21. So therefore he needs that the new Tkufa should really end in day 20 because I can count day 21. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, even day 21 could be the old Tkufa because that's when the new Tkufa starts. Right? So that means, again, the Machlokes is in day 21. When in Yom Tkufa Maschil, Yom Tkufa Gaimah. If I hold Yom Tkufa Maschil, so then I can end off with day 21 like Rabbi Yaisi. Masha'in came. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Yom Tkufa Gaimah. So maybe day 20 is going to be the last day, so maybe day 21 has to start the new. Look at my right. Amama, Shisha Aslof Neachag, Eim Ma'abim. If it's 16 days within Sukkot, you're not Ma'abim. Why? Because he holds, you need the whole Chag. You need the whole Sukkot. Ela Rabbi Yaisi, Shisha Aslof Neachag, Gehu Deloi. Later Rabbi Yaisi, 16 days, right? So we're going, Rabbi Yaisi that said, Mechash from Shisha Aslof Neachag. So we're saying this. Later Rabbi Yaisi, Shisha Aslof Neachag, Gehu Deloi. That's what I'm saying. Hashiv shiv is v'temneis ma'abim. It comes out later, Rabbi Yaisi. You want to say that 16 or 17, 17 or 18, you are ma'abim. I've amah shishasof ne'a pesach en batzil lo'i. He says, again, here we're talking about Sukkot. If 16 days falls out in Tishrei, you're not ma'abim. That means 17 or 18, you are ma'abim. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi is the one that said that 16 days before Pesach, If the tkufa of Nisan falls out of 16th day of Pesach, you are ma'abim. Why? Because that comes out that it was. It's going to end up that Tishrei is 21, 22. Right.
This Amar Mar Shisha also Lishmei Achag is Rabbi Yaisi, or that's just a man. That Rabbi Yaisi said that. We're asking the steer to Rabbi Yaisi from.
Yeah, we'll see. One second. Let's make the chesed. Ma'ar said, Shisha Asaf Ne'achag E Ma'abim, which means 16 days in Sukkot, you're not Ma'abim. It's Mashma, it's Zakti Gemara, but like Rabbi Yaisi that says that Shisha Asaf Ne'achag, not, that comes out, but 17 or 18 you are. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi is the one that says that Shisha Asaf Ne'achag Pesach, which comes out that you have till day 22, not 16 days. So the Gemara, like, and but to lois and my lois, idi idi aim abu, both you're not ma'abu. But I did the tana reisha, shisha asof ne'a pesach, tana nami shisha asof ne'a chag. You're saying also shisha asof ne'a chag. That means that really you have more than 16 days in Sukkot. Really you have till 21 days in Sukkot because we go with Pesach. 16 days in Pesach gets you to 21 days in Sukkot. Just the reason why we said 16 days in Sukkot is because once we said 16 days in Pesach, we mean we say 16 days in Sukkot.
Really,
there's no such thing as 16 days in Sukkot. It really has to do 22 days. And when it's 16 days in Pesach, it'll be 22 days in Sukkot. Very interesting way to say it.
So there's no bearings. Sukkot has no bearings at all.
No. If it's going to be okay, it's everything Sukkot. But if it's
the chesed comes from Pesach.
The chesed comes from Pesach. Yeah. Shimon says, if it's 16 days in Sukkot, you're ma'abim. That's a Tanakama. Tanakama said the same exact thing. So what's up, Shimon, in this brayse? Shimon said, af shisha asof ne'achag, that was a Tanakama. The Tanakama said, ey ma'abim, shishanam, kenei zgubi, chasari, ribu, chachar, shikam, chachar, shisha asiyah. So what's up, Shimon, dividend is the Tanakama. So Shimon, ikibinayu, yoyim tkufa matzal, yoyim tkufa gaimu. Is nafkamina if that we count the 16th day or we start counting the 17th day. And the Gemara doesn't know who holds what. We just know that there's nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Shimon if the 16th day is part of the old kufa or part of the new kufa. We have to get up to that because tomorrow to start with this cheshbon is not going to be. Yeah. So again. So basically, it's very not. I mean, it's very posh what's going on. First of all, we want to know there's two machlokes. There's when the day has to start, and there's another thing. It means 16, 21, whatever it is. It means I need something in Chag HaSukkos. And then the other shmuz is that Yom Tkufa Maschil, Yom Tkufa Gaimu. When I said 16, does that mean that that's starting a new Tkufa? Well, that's part of the old, and then I start with 17. That's what's going on. Yeah. Zakti Ma'avaita. Achayim Aymim, we had in the Braisa, that said, Achayim Aymim Mi'uta. The Kama Mi'uta, Abba Sayyim, I need 14 days. So Zakti Gemara, what does that mean? Ma'ikasavi, Ikasavi Yayim Tkufa Gaime, Vikule Chag Be'inon. If you hold that the Yayim Tkufa is part of the old, and I need the whole Chag Ha'ika, I have it. Right? Why do I have it?
Because you have even Yom Tov,
right? Because we're saying that it has to end by the 14th day of Tishrei. So let's say Yom Tkufa Gaimer. So the 15th day is part of the new Tkufa. So why do I need so much for? I could have this. I could have it full on 15, and because 15th day is Yom Tov, I can't do anything anyways. I can't. You don't need Chag Asif means that I could literally be Ma'asif the Tvu on Yom Tov. You're not be Ma'asif. So obviously it's talking about 16th day. So why do I need that the old kufa to end by the 14th day? I can have the old kufa end by the 15th day. Zakti Gemara, Ma'ikasav, Ikasav, Yom Tkufa Gaime, Bekula Chag Be'ino, Na'ika, there is without it, I can end the 15th day, and then I have from the 16th day and on, from the new tkufa. Zakti Gemara, Ma'am Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Achayim B'tkufas Nisa Kag. They're standing in the tkufas Nisa. Dechsev Shmayas Chaydash Aviv. Shamay Aviv Shal Tkufa Shehei B'Chaydash Nissen. That means watch the Chaydash Nissen of the new Tkufa. We're not talking about Tishrei of Chag Asif. We're talking about the old Tkufa. And there, I'm sorry, of Tkufa's Nissen. And over there, what's the matter of Tkufa's Nissen?
Aviv.
So over there has nothing to do with collecting. It has to do with Aviv. So the Aviv needs to be Rive, I need Rive of the month Aviv. So maybe I can't have more than Yadalit of the old, because I need Rive of Nisan in to be Aviv, to be sprouting. So therefore, to be ripening. So therefore, it has nothing to do with collectors. Therefore, I can't say, so it has nothing to do with the whole Yantav, half the Yantav, it has to do with the month itself. So calls man Rive of the month, if the old Kufa is going to go till Tezvav, I do not have Rav of the month of Nissan, part of the new Tkufa of Nissan. So it has nothing to do, that means by Sukkot, we wanted to know Chag Asif and do it collecting, so that you only can do Chalamayit, so that we had a Kasha. Once Chalamayit is the new Tkufa, that's okay. I don't need Yontif also to be part of the new Tkufa. But now we're saying that it's called, that we're talking about Pesach, and Pesach is talking about Aviv, has nothing to do with you collecting. So therefore, we say that Rav of the month has to be part of Aviv, so that has nothing to do with the Yom Tov. That has to do with Rav of the month, literally. So if I'm going to have just Mech to the month, it's not good enough. Zakti Gemara, Vela Abe La Ada. So just push off Ada one day, and then you're fine. Why do I need to go and be Ma'abe the year? We're explaining Mamayla Mata. Where's the Mivach Kama? Ad Miyuta Miyab. We come in Ma'aber and Abba, so yeah. Till the Miyut, we are Ma'aber. And what does it mean with Ma'aber? And what is Kam Miyuta Abba, so yeah. So which means like this. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi explains what this means. But the Abre la Ada, no, it's like Rashi Tana. The Achayim Ma'aber la Mata Kachash, Vachi Kama. Ma'aber and Ad Miyuta. When Ma'aber till the Miyut, Veloy Miyuta Bechlach, Kalayma. Im Tachs et Kufis Tevis, Yud Ches Yamim. Or Yud Zayin, Oite Zayin, Oite Zvah. If Tkuvah Stavis is going to be missing this amount of days, if it's going to be missing this amount of days, the Tipa Tkuvah Nissen, B'yoyim Tezayin, and Nissen is going to fall out of Tezayin, then Ma'abrin. Avalim Chasu Yudalad V'nafal Tkuvah Nissen, B'tezvav Ein Ma'abrin. The Ma'abrin La'adah. That means, he's not telling you that you have 14 days into Nissen. He's going the other way. If you have 14 days coming from Tkufas Nissen into Nissen, then I'm Abra. But if I have 14 days going upward, Yishchaydish Nissen, 14 days in, then you're talking about Abra, because then you can add one day to Ada and it won't be a problem. You got it? So again, if 14 days, you're counting 14 days from the beginning in Nissen, you're right. You can be Ma'aber the year. But we're talking about counting 14 days, you can have the month, exactly. In Mashenkin over here, we're talking about 14 days from what are we talking about? 14 days from the Tkufa of Nissen, going backwards into Nissen, then I can't go ahead and be Ma'aber the month of Adar, because I'm missing 2 days. I'm not missing 1 day. That's one tax. They're really talking about Tishrei, not Nissan. Because you need the whole entire Nissan into you need sorry, you need the whole Tishrei, you need the whole Sukkot in the new Tkufa. The Yantavishan also. In fact, the Yantavishan Chag Asif specific says Chag Asif. The Chag Abav is Man Asifa. It doesn't mean literally when you collect, when you gather the food. The fruit, the pears. It means that it's called Chag Asif. It's the Zman of Chag Asif. He bound the Zman of Chag Asif. Therefore, we need the whole entire Yontif, not only Chol HaMoed, we need the whole entire Yontif also included in the new Tkufa. It's not just enough with Chol HaMoed. Hadan Allah.